Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever you prefer. And I'm Pat Shea. I'll be your host on the Contact Show for today. I wanted to begin with sending out my condolences to the Steeler Nation. This was the first time I was happy to have fallen asleep during a football game. I'm sure there was extra ER visits for the nausea and the high blood pressure. And I'm sure TV sales were up on Tuesday from angry fans throwing their beer bottles at the TV. And I also want to thank Mike Tomlin for his 19 years of service. He'll be missed, and we as Steeler and Penn State fans are spoiled. We like our teams to win, 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 and we don't like it when they don't. So today we're going to have a very interesting show. We have Executive Director Jody August from the Dubois Area Chamber of Commerce, and we will get right with her after this message.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Well, if you just joined, you're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7. You're listening to The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea. I'll be your host. And today we have Executive Director Jody August of the Dubois Area Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to begin a series with Jody leading off, talking about volunteer opportunities and local organizations as far as describing what their function is and what their focus is. And I had talked to her a couple of weeks ago, and I was surprised at how little I knew about all these great organizations. So Jody, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pat. I'm happy to be here. I'm a regular at the station, so I don't have a fear of talking on the radio, and I'm fortunate that I have the gift of gab.
Well, that's great. I've been told I have that as well. Well, what organization would you like to start off with?
Well, I think I'll start out with our Chamber of Commerce. You know, our Chamber of Commerce is a business organization. We also have the Economic Development Corporation that we have the DAEDC, Dubois Area Economic Development Corporation, and the Chamber. With both of those organizations, I have boards of directors, and those are volunteer positions. You know, we have a lot of committees with these boards, and even though they're well organized, we still have to have quorum. We still have things that we have to check off of our list every year. With nonprofits and charitable organizations, there are bylaws that you need to follow, and it's just important to have people who have knowledge in some of these areas join these boards to assist each nonprofit. Now, at our chamber, we have 84 nonprofit businesses that are a part of the chamber, too. And a few years ago, we started hosting nonprofit networking meetings twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And I'm pretty sure you were a part of one or both of those meetings.
Yes, I have participated. And one thing that I know is a lot of people starting nonprofits don't always know all the ins and outs. So it's good to have the networking so they have somebody to bounce some ideas off and to get some guidance.
Absolutely, yes. And I think what you and I both found out when we did our round the room with nonprofits is all of them were hurting for volunteers and volunteers to sit on their boards. Not to mention, all of them have to fundraise as well. So a lot of these nonprofit organizations are trying to do wonderful things with a lack of people.
Yes, and I know with my nonprofit, am always concerned about fundraisers because oftentimes I end up having employees spend a lot of time fundraising and we don't always make a lot of money. So I may spend more than what we get if I add up the hours that they spent working on the fundraisers.
Absolutely. I know. And one of the things that's on my list this year is to bring in another speaker on the small games of chance for nonprofits and how to apply for a small games of chance license. Because when you are a nonprofit or a charitable organization, it's safer for you to have a small games of chance for your raffles, for your 50-50s, for anything along those lines. And two, it does, even just hosting events, I've noticed the last couple of years, some people aren't experienced with fundraising events. And just like you said, it takes a lot of man hours and a lot of people. And sometimes the events aren't profitable. So it's not a huge benefit to whatever charity you're trying to support.
Yes, that's for sure. And I know those of us that are involved with boards, you and I per se, we're always asked to be on others. And you can't have the same people staffing all the board of directors for these organizations.
Absolutely. I would love to also bring in a speaker that, you know, you and I both have board experience and we know how to follow bylaws and pass motions and things like that. But it would be nice if somebody was brought in to help some of the nonprofit and charitable organizations in our community attract the right board members and maybe help people along to get the board experience. I know that some people are afraid to make a motion in a board meeting. Some people are afraid to give their vote, but we do need people to step up into these important roles. And a couple of the organizations that I really wanted to touch on today is our local civic clubs. So I know that was one subject that you and I talked about last week. And I think the area that I educated you most on was the difference between the Du Bois Lions Club, the Du Bois Kiwanis Club, the Du Bois Rotary Club, and the Du Bois Area JCs. So those are our four big civic clubs in our community. And they each are, like, they represent something different, but something good. So, and areas that they serve. So,
and that is a great attribute to diversify and specialize so that you're all not doing the same thing. So that was very smart of those organizations to take on a different piece of the pie so there isn't a lot of overlap. I know sometimes somebody will start a nonprofit and they're very well intended, but there's already somebody doing whatever they're wanting to start. So I'm glad to have learned that there isn't too much overlap. How about if you go ahead and give us an overview on those organizations?
Sure. So I'm going to start out with the Du Bois Area JCs because I was a Du Bois Area JC. And although I've aged out because there's an age requirement for that one, the Du Bois Area JCs are age 21 to 40. They are considered young professionals in our community, the up and coming. They're also considered the junior chamber of commerce. So these are the future leaders in our community. The Du Bois Area JCs is responsible for professional development, leadership, fundraising, and doing they're learning as they go, I guess. But the Du Bois Area JCs, again, age 21 to 40, young professionals, throughout the year, they host the Easter egg hunt at City Park, and they have a JC lottery drawing, which raises funds for their student scholarships. And again, their student scholarships are for people that are stepping up to take a leadership role, whether they live in our community or they're going off to college. They shop for children, underprivileged children, around the Christmas holiday. They work with school counselors, and I know that list is pretty extensive. So they do a lot of shopping every year with the money that they raise. They also do Thanksgiving meals, and they deliver those Thanksgiving meals for families in need. So, you know, again, the JCs, 21 to 40. Young professionals learning as they go to help out a target audience of people.
Well, they have a lot on their plate, but they're doing a lot of good. So how about the next one?
Well, so the next one that I've been in the longest, I think, is the Du Bois Rotary Club. I have been a Du Bois Rotarian since 2014. The Du Bois Rotary Club is a global or international organization that, honestly, it's to eradicate polio. That is the main mission of the Rotary Club. But that is the global mission. So at the local level, Du Bois Rotarians, there's about 38 of us. We meet for lunch every Tuesday, which, you know, when I invite people to Rotary, they're like, oh, I can't believe you meet every Tuesday. And I said, well, I'm going to eat lunch anyway. I may as well eat with my friends.
Everybody enjoys eating.
That's right.
It's one of my three favorite meals of the day.
So the Rotary Club meets it in downtown Du Bois at Luigi's Ristorante, and we meet for an hour. Every week we do about 15 minutes of business, and we always have a guest speaker. So in a nutshell, Rotary is eradicate polio, world peace, international efforts where if, say, a tsunami, which is a terrible thing, were to hit a location similar to what it did to Haiti years ago. Rotary has shelter boxes where we can send tents to various parts of the world that 10 people can live in at a time. We've also been known to send mosquito nets and housing to areas of the world that have had mosquitoes carry various diseases. So Rotary is definitely global, and but locally, our club does our Rotary Radio auction, and all of that money stays here in our community for various charitable organizations such as, the Boy Scouts or the local food pantry. And actually, any organization charitable can apply through a grant to be gifted money from our local auction. And right now we're working on our auction and we're working on getting our donations. We put all of our efforts into the Rotary Radio auction that is always held the first week of March. And then, like I said, that money stays here in our own community.
That sounds great. My dad was a Rotarian. In fact, he was the president of the Kane Rotary Club in 1969, and we moved here. He moved here in 72, and we came a year later. And all those years of him going to the meetings, I didn't know much about the Rotary. So thanks for sharing.
Sure.
So what's the next one?
Okay, so I will talk about the Du Bois Lions Club. I'm also a Du Bois Lions Club member. Most people associate Lions International with helping people that are visually impaired, and that is the primary goal of the Du Bois Lions Club. We've also ventured into assisting people with health needs, vision needs, diabetes. Our local Lions Club does raise money, and it stays local. We've gone as far as donating eyeglasses to people that live in personal care homes and nursing homes. We've done magnifying glasses, a lot of magnifying glasses. And we've even purchased a headset that a visually impaired man can put on and it reads to him, something that he hasn't been able to read a newspaper in years. So we've also been known to send a local student who is considered legally blind to a camp for the blind. So the Lions Club does collect eyeglasses, we sell cork brooms, we do an AMBA wellness screening once a year, and our biggest fundraiser is the Night at the Races, which we're working on, and it is March 28th at Brady Township Community Center. And it is one of my favorite fundraisers, and that is where the funds that we raise from that event all stay local as well.
That's great. And I've been at Night at the Races, and they are a fun time. So everybody be ready for that one. Well, what's our next organization?
Okay, so the last civic club in our community is the Du Bois Kiwanis Club. And I think it's one of our oldest civic clubs. And I know that the members, there are few of them, but they are mighty. And it's an older group of people that I partner with them a couple times a year during like our Touch a Truck event that the chamber hosts at Walmart. And what the Kiwanis Club does is they give out smoke detectors to children in the elementary school area. They educate them on safety, youth safety, and not to be afraid of police officers. The Kiwanis Club hands out a lot of coloring books for the elementary school age. And, you know, they are also an international, global organization, but their primary goal is youth and youth safety and education.
Definitely a need for their services. Well, you have a chamber business bash coming up, and you're going to be giving some awards, one for the Small Business of the Year, one for the Community Cup, and the third one, I don't remember what it is, but that's coming up at the end of the month.
It is, yes. We're excited that Saturday, January 31st is our business bash. And Scotty's Donuts is receiving the Small Business of the Year Award. Scotty's has been in business in our community for a long time. And, you know, they do, I have to say it, they do have the best donuts.
Oh, yes.
So I'm really excited for the Walker family to be able to accept this award. The Community Cup, as you know, Lifespan is a past recipient, and I think you'll be helping me at this year's event.
Yes, I will be there, and I must say the Chamber has been very helpful to my business in that anytime I had a question about some business protocol or I needed a contact for somebody in the community that might know something a little more than I do on a certain subject, you have been able to direct me to somebody, and I very much appreciate that. And I would encourage people that are wanting to start businesses to definitely involve yourself with the Chamber of Commerce. You have a large group of business owners and business leaders that know what they're doing, and they would be able to share some of their knowledge. Sometimes they want maybe a little too much guidance, but it is good to have a place that can refer you to those that can help.
I appreciate that. Yes. It's funny that you mentioned that. I actually had four businesses this week reach out about joining the chamber. So I feel like there's still businesses out there that don't quite understand that we're a business organization. Sometimes they think that we're more of a government office because of the word commerce or economic development in our name. But we are a local business organization, and our whole goal is to make sure that we have the strongest business climate possible for consumers in our area, and we just want to see all businesses thrive. So we hope to continue to work hard for our business community.
Yes, and I know Jody is often behind the scenes trying to help with various things such as the Penn State campus closure. She was involved in attempting to not have that happen, but of course, that's kind of out of our hands. And that's sad because, you know, organizations like the Du Bois Business College, the Triangle Tech, and of course, Penn State Du Bois, those bring in a lot of people to the community. And Du Bois, when I was growing up, was kind of a hub. People from Kane, Clarion, Punxsie, they came here to shop and to eat. And those of us that were around in the 80s, remember the lines at the restaurants? Remember the 30 minutes from this point at Haas's and Bonanza? And many of those people were not local. They were coming from out of the area, and we're going to lose that hub aspect when we don't have those entities bringing in outside people. And that's sad. I'll give you a quick example. I started a job and I needed a birth certificate, and one of my options was to go to Newcastle. I had never been to Newcastle, but I went there to get my birth certificate, and I was very annoyed when they said, come back in an hour and pick it up. So I went for a walk in their downtown, and around the corner was a King's jewelry store. And I went in and I bought a diamond engagement ring. And I never would have bought that diamond in Newcastle if I hadn't been pulled there to get my birth certificate. So that's an example of the power of bringing people into the community. And you know, if there's kids coming here for classes, they're going to stop at our jewelry stores and clothing stores and other things. And I am very upset to lose those outside organizations that pull in people from out of the area. So hopefully we'll be able to come up with something in the years to come to bring that back. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be back after this message.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
So we're back on the Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host, and today we're here with Executive Director Jody August from the Dubois Area Chamber of Commerce. And as we wrap up, Jody, I wanted to ask you, what do you think is going on that people are volunteering less? I remember as a child, my dad was an assistant fire chief, and he would come home from work, eat dinner, have a nap, and then go to the fire hall till midnight. And of course, he got woke up many times to go fight fires. But what's going on that people don't like to volunteer?
Well, I'll tell you, we did have a global pandemic where people were less social. They became a little more self-centered and a little more protective of their time. And we have these magical cell phones, too, that keep us connected to everything at all times, which I think to a certain degree is distracting for a lot of people. And I don't think that people realize how much time they're spending on their phones and watching videos. And again, I'm no judge. I use a phone. I do those things myself. But I also sit on 8 boards in our community. So I know how to manage my time. I feel like people today aren't managing their time well. I feel like everybody is busier than they've ever been, but I'm not sure what they're busy doing. And I wish people would take a little less time on their devices and being self-consumed by certain things and step up to do good in our community.
That is a great point, one that I hadn't thought of. Looking at your phone and scrolling and reading different things gives you a feeling of, gosh, I'm busy. I'm doing, but you're doing some stuff that's maybe not very important. And I would like to encourage everybody to consider picking an organization and volunteering their time. And if you don't want to spend any time, spend some money, because they could all use your donations. Have a great day.